Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, March 20th, 2023, through Friday, March 24th, 2023. Monday, March 20th, 2023. Second and third defendants sentenced to prison for multi-million dollar schemes involving preparing false tax returns for professional athletes and PPP loan fraud. Thon Rudin and Sayer Havana have been sentenced to prison in a conspiracy to defraud the Internal Revenue Service and the Paycheck Protection Program, a federal loans initiative designed to help businesses pay their employees and meet expenses during the COVID-19 pandemic. Both Rudin and Havana prepared and filed with the IRS a series of false income tax returns on behalf of at least 9 professional athletes. The false tax returns reported fictitious business and personal losses to generate refunds the athletes were not entitled to receive. They falsely filed amended tax returns for most of the athletes for prior years to correct what falsely characterized as errors made by the previous accountants. Second, the defendants prepared and submitted false applications for PPP loans on behalf of small businesses, shell companies, and other business entities they controlled. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. Former owner and CEO, CFO, of recycling company sentenced to 33 months for federal tax crime. Kevin Shabilsky was sentenced to 33 months in federal prison, followed by 3 months of supervised release for failure to pay $858,101 in unemployment taxes to the IRS for tax years 2014 through 2016. On May 16, 2022, Shabilsky pleaded guilty to failing to pay overemployment taxes to the IRS from Pure Extractions, Inc., a Wisconsin Logistics Solutions, LLC. Shabilsky was a minority owner and CEO/CFO of 5R Processors, which had locations in Ladysmith, Catawba, Glenflora, Wisconsin, and Morristown, Tennessee. Judge Peterson found that the government presented overwhelming evidence showing that Shabilsky had been in charge of 5R's operations and finances since March 2013 and had been the primary decision maker on which bills to pay and not pay, including not paying the employment taxes for 5R, Pure Extractions, and Wisconsin Logistics. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, March 22, 2023. Former Detroit resident sentenced to prison for $27 million tax fraud scheme. Samira Merrill, aka Samira Anderson, aka Samira Pickett, aka Cream, aka Lauren Boyd, was sentenced to 4.5 years in prison for a tax fraud scheme where she sought to cheat the Internal Revenue Service and the state treasuries of 6 states of over $27 million in fraudulent tax refunds. During the course of the scheme, Merrill had successfully stolen $8.5 million, and the amount owed in restitution has been reduced by money, cars, and jewelry seized by the federal government and the states from Merrill during the course of the investigation. Merrill, along with other accomplices, filed 122 false and fictitious income tax returns for estates and trusts and numerous state income tax returns, seeking over $13,690,341 from the IRS and $14,730,365 from 6 states by claiming bogus refunds to which neither she nor her accomplices were entitled. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, March 23, 2023. Two men sentenced in $30 million foreign exchange fraud scheme. Patrick Gallagher and Michael Dion were sentenced for their roles in perpetrating a foreign exchange trading scheme to steal $30 million from their investor victims. According to court documents, Gallagher and Dion devised a scheme in which they would solicit victims to invest in their foreign exchange company, Global Forex Management, by promising them large returns based on previous trading results that they had fabricated. In May 2012, Gallagher and Dion executed their scheme by intentionally creating losing trades for investors and effectively stole $30 million from their victims. After fabricating the massive trading loss, Gallagher and Dion routed the stolen money through shell companies they had set up all over the world. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Friday, March 24, 2023. Florida's Lakeland Region Medical Center agrees to pay $4 million to settle common law allegations for impermissible medical donations. Lakeland Region Medical Center has agreed to pay the United States $4 million to resolve allegations that it made donations to a local unit of the government to improperly fund the state's share of Medicaid payments to LRMC. The Florida Medicaid program provides medical assistance to low-income individuals and individuals with disabilities and is jointly funded by the federal-state governments. Under federal law, Florida's share of Medicaid payments must consist of state or local government funds and may not come from non-bona fide donations from private health care providers, such as hospitals. The prohibition of this practice ensures that states are in fact paying a share of the Medicaid payments and thus have an incentive to curb Medicaid costs and prevent unnecessary services. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023.
This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.